This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now with the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers that are going to get the job done, especially in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Now, that's where Hurricane Ida just went through. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. It's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics from California IA, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be the second time you'd have a chance to say the pledge. Would you like to do it again?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got a question for you. Ready?
Okay.
What do you think about Biden wanting to give money to the Taliban?
Well, you know, well, first of all, he gave them all the stuff to start with. Second of all, we don't know to what extent the Biden administration believes that it can give something to the Taliban to make them think that they're going to become part of the rest of the world in terms of trading and being recognized and this kind of thing. We know that that there is still, unfortunately, a lot of money that the Taliban's got its hands on now.
Well, we also know that they got a bunch of money. We don't know how much. When they came through and took control of some of these cities, they went into the banks and they just took the money.
Well, exactly. And don't forget, they still have all those. The assets are frozen here in the United States.
$9.6 billion.
Exactly. Now, unfortunately, what do you think they're going to do with some of these people they may still find in Afghanistan that were not able to get out? I wouldn't put anything past the Taliban to use them as bargaining chips, as it were.
Well, they're going to kill people, and I mean, they already have. They've already done that. They've already started. There's reports of people being killed, going into their homes and just opening up and shooting them right there.
Right.
And then there was a few reports where not only did they kill them, but then they set fire to the house.
Right. Well, they're sending their message, and it's just so unfortunate.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the telephone line real quick. I do believe I know who this is, so here we go. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't understand that this administration is the same Obama administration bowing to their pro-Taliban. Do you understand? They hate America. They hate Jesus. They hate you. They hate me. They hate Trump. They're full of hate. That's all they are. Okay? They can't create any jobs. The gas prices are through the roof. They're a disaster. Did DeSantis and Arizona governor, did we send any help on the border since the Supreme Court finally ruled righteously that we can't have these illegals coming in the border with all their sickness and disease, but we're going to bring in 100,000 and leave our own Americans down there, okay, in Afghanistan? What a disgrace. And let me say something, Trump. You need to be on Seculos. Okay, you're the head voice of our the law firm there, and I want every 438 of those sued in the House for trying to vote for this $3.2 trillion we don't have, and the 19 Judases in the Senate, Republicans like Mitch McConnell. You know, Rodney Howard Brown, the great preacher in Tampa, he went to the House and to the Senate, wanted every office. And then Mitch McConnell said to him, you know, you either sell your soul to the Satan or you don't. And he said, I didn't sell my soul. Yes, you did. When you voted for that three, you're on the Chinese payroll. You can't con a Corleone, okay? It's a disgrace. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Stand up for our country, okay? And let's get to work here. This is a disaster. This guy should have resigned. He should have resigned for our part. And you generals who let our soldiers die over there, you're a disgrace too. Stand up, and Donald, get back in the game. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right, thanks. And that's Todd in Tampa. And what do you think, Kyle?
Well, you know, the $3.5 trillion package, I think this is still on the radar of Democrats. They want to get it passed, at least I think the Democrat Party elite. But a lot of Democrats, Captain, are now, I think, going to find some political cover because Joe Biden's his popularity and his political cachet now has really plummeted.
Yeah, and it's not going to go up anytime soon, though. The thing of it is Nancy's going to try to ram some of this legislation through, and people are really upset with Biden. I think people are going to be taking a little bit longer look at things right now before they just jump on the bandwagon.
Well, right, yeah, this is not going to go away. In other words, I think they were trying to get the president out there yesterday to do his big speech.
He failed.
Well, yeah, it was a terrible, terrible failure, but they think if they could just get to August 31st, and then start a new day on September 1st, and then try to get back to the quote-unquote normal stuff of government, I just don't think it's going to happen. You know, Captain, especially because of the service members that we lost in Kabul, have you seen all of the outpouring across the country?
I have.
All of the reserved tables with the 13 place settings and so forth.
Saw them yesterday.
Yeah, people aren't going to forget.
All right, hold that thought. And, you know, folks, when Biden is told we don't want to see you for the 9/11 ceremonies in New York City by the surviving families, on top of everything else, you've got real problems. All right, coming right back. Mike Gallagher, take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our buddy Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. Don't forget the Monster Cast Sunday nights, 8 p.m., live across America on over 200 radio stations, many of which you're listening to me on right now. He's on the same stations. And then, of course, his daily defense is on some of the same stations as well during the week. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. That would be Mike Lindell. I talked to Dawn, the administrative assistant, yesterday for a little bit, and she was excited about all the people that are taking advantage of the Radio Listener Specials page, and she gave me a little heads up as to the fact that people were going over there, and she doesn't mind. They don't mind if you want to call them and place your order that way, because you can ask the questions and you'll get answers from a real person. But the number, if you want to call for MyPillow, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, if you call that number, you're going to have to give them a promo code to get the reduced prices, and that promo code would be Captain. Now, at MyPillow.com, they have a link. A logo link. There's a little box, a little pad that says Radio Listener Specials. It looks like a little button. And you click on that, and it'll take you to all these different items they've got. And I'm telling you, these MyPillow products, and there's a bunch of them, that are insanely low priced and deep discounts the likes of which you've never seen. And all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-649-5459. It's that simple. Promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, moving along, consumer confidence has fallen to a six-month low on the COVID-19 and inflation worries, and that's going to stay that way for a while.
I think it will.
unfortunately. I think that we had a real good opportunity to try to come out of the COVID pandemic closures and the slowdown as best we could under Biden. Unfortunately, Captain, we've seen inflation go up. We're seeing more and more people that aren't going back to work, unfortunately. So, I think this is going to be a situation that's going to stay with us. And by the way, once consumers become really, really concerned about what they're facing, coming up, and they pull back, well, that's going to hurt the economy even more, because the economy is driven two-thirds, basically, by consumer spending. And so, we don't know what's going to happen. However, we do know this. Prices stay where they are, it's going to get worse.
Yeah. And amidst the sanctions that are going to hit the Taliban again, they're going to raise sanctions, that's been discussed. The Taliban is merely going to double down on their drug trafficking and let some of that opium show up over here.
Well, sure, yeah. They fully believe that that's, they're going to be in that business. They don't care. This is all part of their deal. They really believe that that's going to help sustain them. But I'm also very concerned, Captain, though, about other powers like China, for example, coming in. They may not see eye to eye on a lot of different things, but they certainly can provide for them some resources and get the lithium resources that are there in Afghanistan. The rare earth is valued at maybe $3 trillion. I've seen some estimates for that. And so obviously that's going to take place over time. But again, the Taliban are going to have no real incentive, I think, to quote-unquote be a normal part of the world, because they're not. They're just not a normal part of the world.
Now, you've heard the story about Joe Biden and John Kerry and Chuck Hagel having to touch down with an emergency landing in a snowstorm in Afghanistan in 2008, correct?
That's right, 2008.
Yeah, and they were rescued by a special forces team, and there was an Afghani interpreter that was there who also was involved in the ordeal, and he stayed with Biden for a while. Now, Biden has left behind that Afghan interpreter, who reached out to him and said, "Mr. President, can you help me get to the United States?" And he never responded to him, the guy that helped rescue him in 2008.
Captain, as we've heard,
that's heartless. That's heartless.
Exactly. This is a heartbreaking story. It was, and again, and this is legit. I mean, this person expects, and this, Captain, why this is so important is because it absolutely breaks the reputation of our nation, of our country. And because of Joe Biden's very, very bad display of this.
And they had thousands of people with the SIV American passports already cleared to come over here, thousands of people that they left behind, and they threw people in the airplanes that had no identification or no vetting at all.
Precisely.
Which is asinine.
Now, the people that would have had those special immigrant visas, they would have had a real reason, obviously, to want to get out of the country. And now, unfortunately, Captain, they are being targeted.
Yep.
They're being killed.
Yep.
As we talked about. Yeah.
Yep. Now, I talked about this briefly. I just kind of passed over this one. The smaller Louisiana counties around New Orleans, once you get away from New Orleans a little bit, not very far, have bared the large brunt of the damage done by Hurricane Ida. And people are being warned right now. Some of those roads out there off the interstate, if you get off the interstate and you want to go somewhere, they're impassable.
Right, precisely. And the photos that we're seeing and the video and so forth is just really astonishing.
Now, did you see what happened in New York with the Manhattan District Attorney who charged 15 people in a counterfeit vaccine card scheme?
I heard a little bit about that, and that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. You know what they were charging for the cards?
What's that?
$500.
Wow.
And that was a card. That was a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Right, right.
It looked like the real thing, but it wasn't.
Well, that's right. That's why I think, especially because of the fraud that could be involved, we'll see more and more of these pushes to have something more quote, official. What form that will take, we don't know, but that's going to be one of the driving factors behind it, because you have people who are doing this.
Right. Now, it was reported yesterday by CNN, and they're going after Biden a little bit more, that Biden is more concerned with his image over any solutions in Afghanistan. That was one of the big problems. He could have cared less about a solution for Afghanistan. He was more worried about his image there for September 11th. They had this big thing planned. Matter of fact, they still probably do for New York City and whatnot. And he's going to come there and give some big stupid speech, which nobody's going to buy because it didn't work out the way he thought it was going to.
Well, right. Yeah. Well, this is precisely what they're concerned with. This is the overreaching, overarching factor for them. It's got to be, this was their plan. They want to make Biden look good. They want him to have some kind of a victory speech and so forth. But, Captain, you know, most Americans, I think, if they asked, are we safer today than we were last year at this time even? I think they'd say no because of what's going on. And the bad blood that exists now, and the bad feelings, mm-hmm. and the fact that Joe Biden is just blundering through all this, Americans are mad.
Hold on a second. We've got a caller. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Jimmy from Lakeland, Georgia.
What's up, my friend?
I don't know if you brought this up. I just got on to the third watch tonight, but I've been a long-time listener.
Okay.
I read an article, and I don't know if you've heard it or brought it up, that the service dogs that they normally use over there were also left behind.
They were.
Big worries.
51 of them. Yep, 51 of them.
They got left.
Yep.
Just like they did in Vietnam and were euthanized.
Yep. Yeah, they were left, and there's some people that are trying to get the dogs out over there. I don't know how they're going to do it because the Taliban, the Islamists, dogs to them are dirty.
Right.
So I don't know what they're going to do, but there's a group trying to get over there and get the dogs. Some of them are left in the cages, and some of them they just let loose to run around and do whatever.
Well, at least they had a little more chance to survive if they turned them loose. They left in the cages, they're going to starve.
Yeah, I know. It was really pathetic when I saw the pictures on the tarmac.
Well,
all right, well, thanks a lot,
I figured once this administration left Americans behind, they wouldn't worry too much about leaving dogs behind.
No, and I'm a dog guy, so that kind of concerns me. I'd love to have one of those dogs. All right, thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, yeah, you knew that, right, Kyle?
Yeah, this is, again, I can't imagine on how many more levels, Captain, is this just a complete, total catastrophe?
Absolutely heartless.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, you put our troops in a position, you put the people in a position, one way in, one way out. The United Kingdom is told, oh, yes, we're going to leave a gate open for you where you can come and go anytime you want. Nope, they lock it, and then they're stuck in the same thing where they got to go in the same place where the bomb went off. And by the way, I still say, pardon me, that was more than one suicide bomber. I still say that. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy is going to take us to break, and she's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have criticized President Biden for his handling of the situation in Afghanistan, including members of the House of Freedom Caucus. Speaking for that group, Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs called on President Biden to resign.
We also call upon the person who said the buck stops here who said more than 20 times, "We will not leave any American behind." The person who basically orchestrated the July 2nd evacuation of Bagram without telling Afghanis, we call upon most somberly the resignation of this President Joe Biden.
And COVID vaccination rates have doubled since mid-July, according to the White House. COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients said Tuesday that the U.S. is administering an average of 900,000 doses per day, up from 500,000 per day in mid-July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's Team Get.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we're going to do it, and that's 2 million on terrestrial radio as well as the internet and satellite around the world. Hello, Germany. Hello, India. Now, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance, and GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O. They've been saving people money for nearly 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring almost 21 million drivers, over 21 million drivers, and I happen to be one of them. And I'll tell you what, they've done a great, great, great job, and I really appreciate the job that they've done for me over the last 18 years that I've had them. Now, with that being said, all you got to do is go to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and while you're there, ask for a rate quote on the car that you're driving, the truck that you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can insure all of that for you. And then where you save the money, where you save the money, is when you bundle it with your homeowner's insurance, your renter's insurance on your apartment, or maybe you got a condo, you put the condo on there, whatever, and that will bring your insurance down dramatically. It's kind of like when you buy satellite or cable TV and they offer you a discount if you want to add the internet to it. It's kind of like that. So there you go. Now, remember that all you got to do is go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, get yourself a rate quote, and if you like what you hear, then you can get a hold of the agent, or you can do it all online, whatever you want to do, and that's what I did years ago. I did it online. I do have an agent of record, and every now and then I see the agent, but I didn't do that to begin with. I did it the way I told you. Now, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we could have a problem at Christmas time. I don't know if you heard about this, but I saw this story in the shipping magazine that I get, which has to do with trucks and ships and trains and airplanes and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There is a problem in China at the seaports with the containers. And this Wuhan virus, the Chinese Wuhan virus, has pretty much backed everything way up over there, way up. So they've had to check and recheck containers and do all sorts of tests to make sure that they're not transmitting the virus on the containers, shipping them overseas, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And containers are just backed up everywhere. And it looks like come Christmas time this year, we're going to have a problem. Santa Claus and his shipping container might not show up on time.
Well, right. The elves are going to have to work overtime and especially maybe...
And build a bigger boat.
And build a bigger boat, maybe a bigger sleigh, and look at the distribution coming out of the North Pole. But I'll tell you this much, too, Captain. We know that even here in Southern California at the Port of Long Beach... Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach, basically, they've got a lot of these container ships. They're just anchored outside, and it's lots and lots and lots of them. Some 47, I think, at last we heard. And typically there's only a couple, maybe one or two, that you might see out there when things are normal. But they have a reduced number of labor to help unload the ships and the containers. And so there's all kinds of backups and problems as a result of COVID. But what you're talking about, of course, in China, too, that's a major, major concern.
Right. And Al in Nebraska is chiming in here. Let me see what he's saying here. Hold on just a second. I had it on the screen. I got to pull it back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said... He says, when you look at what the Democratic administration in charge and others are doing, why shouldn't they suffer a complete failure of support and be completely out of power? Well, yeah, but there's the diehard Democrats are going to continue to support them. That's the problem.
Well, of course, if people like Nancy Pelosi and the other Democrat Party elite, Chuck Schumer and so forth, they're not going to necessarily do anything about this because they're just sort of continuing to go along.
Go along to get along.
Well, exactly, because they still see that, you know, their power is still there, more or less. So they're not going to come out and criticize Joe, but I can't imagine why they wouldn't, because I agree. I think this is a total collapse, a total failure. There shouldn't really be a lot of support for Joe Biden. And again, if this was a parliamentary system, you know, there would be a vote of no confidence faster than you could say anything. But obviously it's not. We have a different kind of system. But certainly, Captain, I think it does. It's a good question. What happens when the credibility of the president is so badly damaged that, again, he can't come out and talk about, you know, other things other than Afghanistan or that will take him seriously or go get more ice cream and try to have some feel-good moments? That's all gone now. I don't think there's anything this administration can do to really try to fix any of this perception-wise. They certainly can't fix the lives that were lost.
No. And the other thing is that when you take a look at the 13 lives that were lost and the parents that are upset, and they're telling them, they're saying, don't come to our funeral, our son or daughter's funeral, number one. And then you hear about the World Trade Center, and the victims that are going to be there at the World Trade Center are saying, we don't want to see you, okay?
Right.
And I think he's going to be there because it is the 20th anniversary, and I do believe they invited him, the Democrats who are in charge of New York City, invited him to give a speech there. But I'll make a prediction because I heard this yesterday. The survivors of survivor families that are there are going to turn their back on him.
well, that would be very powerful. But I don't think we'd see the situation, Captain, if it was thought of Joe Biden that he deployed the military around Kabul, that he was doing everything possible to see this through and so forth. I don't think we'd see that same perception. It would still be a very, very sad and dark day, but they wouldn't necessarily blame Biden if he had made the right moves in this. But because he simply capitulated in so many different ways to the Taliban, and again, trying to get to that magic speech on September 11th, nobody trusts him anymore.
Yeah, and the police department and the fire department in New York has turned their back on de Blasio a lot.
Well, of course. Again, it's because when the leadership doesn't have your back, whether you're in the fire service or if you're in the police department or if you're in the American military, and the commander-in-chief doesn't really seem to be that concerned. And also, Captain, I keep going back to this. When Joe Biden told Stephanopoulos about the people falling off the airplanes at high altitude, saying, that was 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah, I heard that.
I could. That sticks with me. What kind of person says stuff like that?
Now, let me kind of paraphrase where we're at today and how we got to where we're at and what we're doing. About a decade ago, the Barack Obama, Joe Biden administration put hundreds of firearms into the hands of drug cartels in Mexico and failed to track them. You remember that? It was called Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious, yeah.
Yeah. Now, these results, some of them were used against the Border Patrol, with at least one agent being killed, as well as a number being wounded, as well as a number of crimes across the U.S. You remember that?
Right.
And that's pale in comparison to Biden's route here from Afghanistan, because the U.S. abandoned $85 billion in material, including well over 400,000 automatic weapons and 126,000 pistols. Now, we also left behind hundreds of aircraft, armored vehicles, thousands of trucks, which the Taliban are already using to oppress our Afghan partners and make their emirate even stronger than it was before September 11th. Now, those firearms, Kyle, are not going to stay in Afghanistan for long, because I believe the Taliban are going to sell them for money to the terror groups around the world. Watch and see.
Yeah, it'll get out there the same as the Fast and Furious stuff did.
Yeah, they're talking about, well, they're going to sell them to Iran. They're going to sell them to China. No, they're not. They're going to sell them direct to terror groups. Watch it.
Well, I shudder to think of what the ramifications of all this are.
Yeah, and regardless of their philosophy, I might add. And just as if in Fast and Furious we can expect them to target Americans and our allies with those weapons for years to come. Not weeks, not days, not months, years.
That's right. Yeah, it's unbelievable, Captain, the amount of damage that's been done by Joe Biden and coming in.
Yeah.
Now, maybe he didn't listen to his military commanders, and who knows, but it's damage is done.
Well, we talked about this yesterday at lunch, a group of us that were there, and we agreed, all of us agreed, this is treason.
Yes, exactly.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway Bible Report. And once again, I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, there they are, the dynamic duo. That's Don and Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And by the way, you can go to Cowboy Logic. That's cowboylogic.us. to find out more about them. Now, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report segment. We're going to tell you about the weather across the country and where the truckers might have some trouble today. And we'll be doing all of that, brought to you by the Pilot and the Fine J Truck Stops, the nation's largest chain. Go there, find out what they're all about, and become a member of the Drivers Club, too. That's all you got to do. All right, we're going to get it started right now. And here's this place called the USA.
These days you can't get a man to work.
People get married and they still flirt. Don't pledge allegiance to our flag like we used to do. If men are willing to give their lives, our politicians take away our rights. Saying they know best what's good for you. These days, dads are always gone. Mama's still here, but she's on her phone. Grandma's raising the kids, and the devil is too. If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't sell. Wrong or right, I give my life. This place called USA. No other place that I'd rather live. Love my wife and teach my kids about the land of the free and the home of the brave. I'm sick and tired of people putting it down. If you don't like it here, get the heck out of town. Go and find somewhere you love. It's fine with me. We don't need people riding the fence. You're either riding with us or you're riding with them. Make up your mind which side you stand.
That's Creed Fisher, This Place Called the USA. You betcha, lead follower, get the hell out of the way. And Kyle, I'll tell you what, we haven't played that in a while either, have we?
No, but that's got such a great sound to it, and it just really hits home.
All righty, take us out west. Tell us what's going on.
All right, folks, we're looking at, of course, air quality alerts across the state of Wyoming tonight. This is, of course, from wildfire smoke. According to the reports here, this dips down into the Denver area as well. But in western Colorado, flash flood watch. This is going to be in the Glenwood Springs area as you come across I-70. Also south of that, down near Telluride as well. Western New Mexico, flash flood watches. Phoenix, Tucson, all the way over through Lake Havasu City, up through Las Vegas, through southern parts of Southern California as well. This is going to be west of Barstow. But Baker is in there, especially if you're coming across through a state line going to Las Vegas. You've got these flash flood watches. The fires, though, up in Northern California are very, very devastating. We're looking at, of course, South Lake Tahoe being evacuated. So if you're going to be on Highway 50, Highway 89, and now the Tamarack Fire, Captain, its perimeter is extended over 395 across them to the Nevada border. So be careful in those areas.
All righty. Well, we got a high heat warning in the eastern half of Oklahoma tonight, all the way up and down I-35, down to the Metroplex of Dallas, and then coming up I-30 to the Arkansas line, coming across I-20 over towards Shreveport as well. And we still got a lot of flooding going on in New Orleans and on up I-55 up towards the Mississippi line. And over east into Mississippi itself, over to Gulfport, a lot of flooding going on in there. Be advised it's going to be that way for a while till the water does go down. A lot of roads still underwater there. Now, in the meantime, Ida, the remnants of Ida, are up the east coast, and we do have a tornado watch tonight right now for the northernmost part of Virginia and into the mountains of Maryland right now, and over on the west side of Jersey, looks like that's a line of severe thunderstorms that's in there with a tornado watch that's going to continue through that area for a while. It was further down Virginia a little while ago, but if you're going up I-81, if you're going across I-70, If you're going across up and down I-77, if you're over on I-95 all the way up to Boston, you're going to be in rain, heavy rain. It's going to be flash flooding. A lot of the low-lying areas will have standing water, so be advised. Be careful of that. And this thing is going to go up into New England and then go out to sea, and that'll be the end of it. Bye-bye. See you later. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear the show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much. And right now we're going to go back to the phone lines, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Yep, that's it, FoundersCode.com. Well, before we talk about your article, which we will in the next segment, we're going to talk about We're going to talk about Joe Biden. Might as well be George. But what the hell was he trying to accomplish yesterday? Because he didn't act. Nobody cared for that speech. Nobody.
Well, he didn't move the needle at all.
Right.
It was virtually a rerun of everything that this White House has said in the last 2 weeks. So there was virtually nothing that was new, including, I might add, they didn't even do any kind of cleanup on aisle six with the, I really hate to use the word, but lies.
Right.
When he referred to the deal that Trump had signed with the Taliban.
Correct.
On that agreement.
Correct.
So it's almost as though somebody needs to ask Jen Psaki or Biden himself, did you even read the agreement that
right.
we had with the Taliban?
Right.
Because you need to understand those conditions that were in there.
Yep.
If he wanted the country to feel better about leaving Afghanistan, we don't.
No.
Everybody is sad, and I would include media. I mean, including the Washington Post, including CNN.
Yeah.
The only one that's not, that's still, standing by his side is Joy Reid.
Yeah, well, she's a moron.
Yeah, well, we got that. But the point is that our spirit is broken. We're sad, and we're trying to rehabilitate our own feelings about all of this.
Yeah, and one other little thing here about all of this before we go to the top of the hour news. The 9/11 survivor and families that are going to be at the World Trade Center have said, we don't want to see President Biden because he's supposed to come there and give a big speech for the 20th anniversary and all that. And, of course, what's he got to say? Was he going to praise what he did in Afghanistan? And by the way, I've also been told they're going to turn their backs on him if he does show up.
Well, the biggest reason is because there's a fairly new piece of evidence that has come forward that one of the cooperators or facilitators of the 9/11.
Correct.
And in this new evidence that has been presented, they want things declassified. He won't do it.
Right. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, and we'll see you in about 5 minutes from now. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.